Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station right here, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. We appreciate everything you guys and gals do. Now, also, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling, like the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, appreciate you guys and gals, north, south, east, and west. You're the best. And, of course, we got our FedEx. We got our UPS. We got our bulk mail center haulers out there delivering the mail so you can get your letters and stuff today. We've also got the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon people either, working in the warehouse and delivering their cargoes all over the United States as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. And you can find us on Getter. You can find us on True Social. And you can find us on Twitter as Captain's America, all one word, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, let's go out to California and find our first guest sitting out there relaxing out on his lanai with his feet up in the air and his My Pillow slippers on. None other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, well, thank you, Captain.
Yeah, you got the My Pillow slippers on. You're just kicked back out there, right?
Absolutely. That's right. Nothing more comfortable.
By the way, 69 degrees and cloudy here tonight.
Well, not bad, not bad. We're at 56 degrees. We're mostly cloudy and maybe a little bit of fog here and there.
You're getting closer.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those 2 points under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to the caller, I'm going to throw this out there. First of all, I had a great day yesterday. Had a tremendous group for lunch over at Mission Barbecue. Always a pleasure to see new people as well as the gang over there. I also interviewed the Florida State Attorney General yesterday, who we will hear in the next hour of this program. We'll be talking about some things that were on her mind that should be on your mind, too. And, of course, we also found out that the Manhattan District Attorney, Mr. Bragg, is filing a counter lawsuit against Congressman Jim Jordan for seeking to block a subpoena that Jordan issued to Mike Pomerantz, a former senior prosecutor in Bragg's office.
Well, that's exactly right. Yes, this is a big deal.
How big of a deal is it?
Well, I think it's big, Captain, because, you know, the idea that Alvin Bragg doesn't want Jim Jordan in the Congress to have access to what they call, secretive materials, basically.
Confidential records.
That's right. And he goes on to say this, too, in his statement, Captain. He says he goes on to say the Manhattan DA's office focuses on the law and the evidence, not political gamesmanship or threats. it just doesn't get any more rich than that, does it, Captain?
No. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we'll pick up Magic Mike over there in Clearwater. Hey there, Mr. Mike, what's going on?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? So what a bunch of interesting information that came out when these sensitive documents were released on the war in Ukraine. So when is it going to stop, Kyle? Are we just going to keep sending them weapons and bullets and money and all this stuff until we're pretty much bled dry? When there's even things in there that says that the Russians might win and we're spying on allies who, I know for one, the South Koreans are not happy with us because some things that involved them were revealed. It's just a mess. And of course, the Pentagon says, well, we're in the process of looking at this and make sure that, verifying it. Well, what is there to verify? All the information is pretty much out there, plain as day. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, me first. Yes, yes, and yes. We're going to give them all of the above. We're not going to stop. Not going to matter. And by the way, they don't give a rat's ass, the Biden administration, about South Korea. They don't give a rat's ass about anybody that is going up against China or Iran or Russia. They just don't. So it's just, wait a minute. So you'll have to answer it on the flip side there, Kyle. We've got the music coming in, so hang on. But anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And when Kyle comes back, we'll get his answer. But that's just the way I see it. I don't see them paying any attention to anybody for anything, period, end of story. They don't care. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Check them out using the promo code Captain to save a boatload of money. Now, I will tell you right now that anything you can think of that he's got for sale at MyPillow.com is up for sale at a specially reduced price. There's a lot of buy one, get ones there. There's a lot of 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, and even 90% off items over there, as well as the same thing over at MyStore.com. So check them out, either one, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself a boatload of money, and happy, 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 happy shopping. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, before I get started, I'm going to read a statement, and then I'm going to let you answer Mike's question, because this statement comes in line with what Mike is talking about. In remembrance of our great nation, the two subjects Democrats like to talk about the most are democracy and existential threats, threats to our democracy and existence. Now, since Democrats live in a bizarro world, everything they say is opposite of reality and priority. Now, these threats to our existence are made in opposite order of consequence, namely Russia, Iran, North Korea, China, and drumroll, please. I don't have one, so you'll have to make the noise. Drumroll, please. Noise, noise, Mr. Drummer. You got some noise on the drum?
There you go.
All right, that's your noise. All right. So, yeah. The final statement is the Democrats themselves pose their own problem to themselves. Now, you can go ahead and answer Mike's question.
Well, thank you, Captain, and thank you, Mike, very much, of course, for the call. Well, you know, I think your question was centering around, of course, the idea of how much, you know, are we going to keep giving until we can't give anymore? Will that deplete American resources? Well, of course it will. I think even General Milley is concerned about that and has spoken to that just in recent times. One wonders how much more it's going to take in Ukraine. You do have these documents that came out. We understand more, too, Captain, now about where that leak may have actually started. It may have started actually in a video game chat room due to some kind of argument that was going on. That's what The Guardian is actually starting to report on. So that's very interesting. But, of course, some of these documents may have already been manipulated.
Yeah.
They're trying to fix onto what the veracity of these documents may be. And also they speak to conditions back towards February. So some changes may have been made in terms of some of the different issues that were raised, but especially when it comes to force generation, to see how much how many troops and what kind of things they can put together and where are they deficient. But be that as it may, Russia's going to keep coming with everything that it has, but Russia will start getting depleted at some point. That's why I think it's so important to find out exactly how much support, for example, China is giving them, and whether or not the Democrat administration cares about a bunch of these other geopolitical issues right now. I can't say that they do, because they don't seem to be acting like they're trying to bring about any kind of any kind of order whatsoever.
Well, remember, Russia just got a bunch of missiles from one of our allies, one of the NATO companies, countries, as a matter of fact.
Right, right. And definitely, you know, this seems to go on and on. It'll go on and on for the foreseeable future without some kind of decisive move. And, of course, we're coming out of the wintertime, going into the springtime now, which means that there's probably a lot more chance of some kind of decisive move. But what that means moving forward, and we just don't know yet.
Well, I believe that Joe Biden and the Democrats, in order to stay in power, are trying to get us into some resemblance of a skirmish or a war, whether it's small or whether it's big. And I believe that they're trying to do that, thinking that, well, it'd be a wartime presidency, and we'd have to keep our president down because we just don't change presidents in the middle of a war. Oh, really? Might I introduce Vietnam into the conflict?
Well, of course, you're right about that. You're right about that. Well, maybe they have delusions of grandeur. Somehow it's like World War II or something like that. But Captain, any kind of a altercation can lead to a major escalation. It seems as though all bets are off. And it's not even like it was 35, 40 years ago. I mean, things have changed dramatically in terms of, I think, the willingness to use some kind of weapon of mass destruction in such a battle. This would not turn out well. That's why not just diplomacy, but also real strength has to be part of this equation. And when we see China building up the way that they are, and we're over here arguing about comparatively very trivial things, to them, they look at that as total weakness, and they believe that they're going to be able to do what they want to do.
Well, they are, because we have no organization.
Certainly,
we don't have a leader.
Right, and you have a leader that goes out and says things that their own White House has to go walk back. You know, it's really concerning. Because, you know, who's in charge and how decisive? I think Beijing looks at the American president. It pains me to say this, but I think Beijing looks at the American president and says, how decisive really is this guy? And can he give an order that's not going to somehow be, you know, oh, wait a minute. No, Uncle Joe, you can't say that. You can't do that. You can't order us to do that. You remember, because blah, 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 and this kind of stuff. And I think that they size him up that way. And that's why this coming election, Captain, is so important. And I even say this, because we're Americans first, whether it be a Republican or Democrat who takes over the White House in 2025, they have to be a leader and they have to be decisive and they have to protect the country.
Well, in the aftermath of last week's shooting at the Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, a plurality of voters in a Rasmussen Reports poll now see mental health as the primary cause of such incidents. And I've been saying that for years. Years.
Well, that's right. You know, we have a right to know what other contributing factors are happening here that have to do with mental illness, Captain. Is there medication involved? What other kinds of conditions do some of these people have that go out and commit these kinds of crimes? You simply can't be a normal, well-adjusted person and actually go out and commit these acts of evil. Something is going on. And this also leads to a discussion as well as the idea of the red flags should be seen to make sure that people who are exhibiting these kinds of traits or behaviors don't get in a position where they can take the lives as they've done.
Well, we just had the shooting at the bank in Louisville, and the suspected Louisville shooter's family says that he personally was suffering from mental health, quote, end of quote, challenges.
Yes, and I think that also there had something to do with the bank shooting, I believe, had different concussions and this kind of thing. So traumas that can also affect perhaps somebody's function. And so this all has to be examined, and we have to be able to be frank about it, and we have to be able to have it out in the open. It can't simply be hidden away, because what happens, Captain, I'll say this briefly, what happens is these incidents are immediately politicized. The president will immediately run out and say, pass my gun bill. Why aren't the Republicans passing my gun bill? And on it goes. And it's a political mechanism rather than a practical mechanism by which we can help our society. It's not just about gaining power. It really actually about getting to the bottom of things.
Yep, and you're right. And folks, we're talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Find out more about him by going to thekylewarrenshow.com. Now, in Florida, our Senate Democrats are now making their case in opposition to Senator Clay Yarborough's Protection of Children SB 1438 bill, arguing that this measure directly targeted drag shows, for which Senator Lori Berman referred to as being a form of art. Well, I think she's off her rocker, and anybody that thinks it's a form of art ought to go back to wherever they came from and bury their head in the sand.
Well, art is one thing. It's in the eye of the beholder, but for kids...
Well, you're doing lap dances for kids that are in their... You know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. You got a problem. You got a real problem. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning. And we'll have a special segment next hour with Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Deputy Louisville Police Chief Paul Humphrey said the officers who responded to yesterday's bank shooting deserve all the recognition they get.
Anybody who gets shot at reacts. For people to react by staying there, staying in the fire, and going back inside the scene, keeping themselves in danger, that's superhuman.
Police released the body cam footage this afternoon, and it shows officers coming under heavy fire before shooting and killing the 25-year-old suspect. A lawsuit has been filed by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to keep House Republicans Republicans from interfering in his case against former President Trump. Bragg is asking a judge to invalidate subpoenas that have been or will be issued by Congressman Jim Jordan. They are a part of an investigation into the DA's handling of the Trump case. And the Postal Service wants to raise the price of stamps to offset inflation. They're seeking approval to raise the price of first-class mail stamps by 3 cents to 66 cents. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away and remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, I have been taking Relief Factor for well over 10 years now, and I'm not going to slow down anytime soon. Reason being is their product works. And the problem that I have with my legs, this is absolutely perfect for helping with the inflammation that I have and for the swelling and for the pain and for all the different things that come along with the condition that I have. But I will tell you that if you've got problems, systemic pain of whatever sort, wherever you got it, this is a product that probably can help you get rid of that pain. It's all natural. There are no narcotics in it. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website where you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. $19.95. It's been that price ever since I started on it over 10 years ago. Still the same price. And it's all natural. The ingredients are all natural. The turmeric, the resveratrol, the icarin, and the omega-3 that's in it helps your body to support its natural resource to inflammation and pain. It will even eliminate pain by going right straight to the source of your problem. It'll find your problem for you and eliminate or slow the pain down to where you can at least tolerate what's going on. So, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
And you can do that by going to ReliefFactor.com/captain. So go over there and check it out. Okay, Mr. Kyle, America First Legal has obtained documents that purport to show that the White House and National Archives lied about the Mar-a-Lago raid. Why am I not surprised?
No, it's not surprising. In fact, you know, we're kind of seeing a pattern here, aren't we?
Yeah. Now, that has reopened a discussion into what the actual pretext for the FBI action was and whether or not it was politically motivated to harm Donald Trump's 2024 chances. Well, to that I say, bingo, you found it.
Yeah, again, it's a pattern developing. When you put that together with what we saw with the Manhattan DA, an obvious political prosecution, and all this aimed because, Captain, you know, I would perchance to think that if Donald Trump had said, you know, I really have no interest in running again for president, I'm happy with doing what I'm doing right now, et cetera, and I'm not running for president, they wouldn't be bothering Donald Trump.
Nope, they would have left him alone.
That's right. They are terrified of Donald Trump and what he represents. You know, I think it's a separate sort of debate about President Trump and where he was even before this indictment and so forth. But that being said, they have elevated President Trump. Now, some might say, well, they're doing that because they want him to be the nominee because they feel they can easily beat him in 2024.
That's not true.
That's thinking that that's maybe part of their thought process on the Democrat Party elite side. But I think that they could be unleashing a monster that they would never have any control over. Because the pattern is there, and Trump and others are coming to Trump's aid on this. People who would not be considered Trumpers per se. So it's a universal thing that people see that, wait a minute, They're targeting the essentially the leader of the opposition, and that's not American.
Well, here's part of their problem and their thinking. Even their own polls, the Democrats' polls, shows them losing to Trump no matter what candidate they put up against them.
Right, and that's why I think, just parenthetically, I think that's why they're thinking more and more about Gavin Newsom, you know, because they really think he's probably their only saving grace, but that's really the best they got at this point, I think. Otherwise, Captain, yes, I think you're right. I think
do you know where Gavin Newsom is now?
Where is he now?
Jamaica on vacation.
Oh, really? Okay, well.
Your governor, who's doing such a great job in California, is now in Jamaica on vacation.
Well, you know, I guess enjoy it. Well, if you can, I suppose. But certainly California continues to languish.
Contraire, Mr. Kyle. California's doing quite well. Just ask Gavin.
Well, sure, that's right. Well, he tells us that he's on a crusade, right, to stop the authoritarianism from coming in, and it's really quite almost comical to hear him talk like that, because
he better look at himself.
Right, exactly. That's exactly the point. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone line and see who we got here. I think I know who it is. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir. I was wondering, did y'all see Waters' interview with President Trump last night?
What about it?
Well, Trump seemed to make one of the major points Trump, and he emphasized it pretty good, was the biggest danger was not climate change, which I guess everybody knows that anyway, but nuclear, you know, the proliferation of nuclear weapons and use of nuclear weapons. And so many countries are starting to get them and like that. I think this is by far the greatest danger to everybody, really.
Well, I'm glad you agree with us, because we've been talking about it for quite a while.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to say, the point I'm trying to make is President Trump emphasized this, too. And I thought the interview went pretty well overall with Trump, although he did get a few facts wrong about his nuclear weapons and stuff. But he said a suitcase bomb could take out a whole city.
Some of them could at one time.
Be a very small city. I've done some research on what the size of the nuclear bombs in a suitcase might be a kiloton at best, which would it'd have to be a pretty small city. But the point is that Trump was making about that. And this is one reason I think that, especially now with our present military and the size of it, that we need to worry about being involved in all these overseas operations stuff, and maybe it's time for us to pull back a bit as far as that night. And not, like you're saying, Democrats might be trying to put us into war just for political purposes. All right, I guess that's it, Captain.
All right, well, they don't want us to pull back. They want us to get in the middle of it. The Democrats in particular are leading the charge. And again, they want war. That's what, in my opinion, they're rattling the saber every chance they get, the Democrats.
Well, I think you're right, Captain, and certainly I think a particular faction of Democrats would like to do that. I don't think Democrats rank and file across the highways and byways. I don't think they are interested in anything like that. But I do think that some of these more radical thinkers maybe see the only way to really bring the United States to its knees economically and politically is through some kind of major conflict. It sounds horrible to think about, but you wonder on the course that we seem to be going on, why can't we be dealing from a position of strength? Why can't we be energy independent? Why can't we be ready to meet global challenges against big players like China and Russia? Why do we seem to continue to simply languish the way that we are? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
At Monday's White House press briefing, a reporter asked spokesman A.K.A. Frenchie about the lack of a press conference during the president's upcoming trip to Ireland and the lack of press conferences in general from this White House. Now, the reporter told Frenchie, "I represent a news organization that owns 113 television stations. And the question that I'm often asked is, and I don't know the answer to it, is I'll ask you for your answer, why is the administration not answering questions or taking questions? Do we have to yell them at the president to get an answer?"
Right. And sometimes only once in a while does that really work, because it's usually the president's on his way out the door somewhere, this kind of thing. But the reporter actually brought up, of course, when previous presidents have visited, he says it's the norm that they get an opportunity to ask questions. He says, this isn't the norm. You know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Good question.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more to talk about, including the weather. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Go-go out there in Los Angeles, California. That was Live and in Living Color. Kyle, who was that masked man?
Was that Johnny Rivers, I believe, yeah.
Now you know. Now you know. And, of course, that was the rockin' pneumonia and a boogie woogie flu. Oh boy, I'm telling you. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Love it. Yeah.
Yep, from days gone by. When men were men, let's see, when men were men and women were proud of it. That's what we used to say. Okay, so here you go. What's going on out west there, Mr. Kyle? It looks like you got a little something tonight.
Well, that's right. You know, about 24 hours ago, Captain, we had Seattle and Portland inundated with rain, and that should start to continue, of course, as we move through the middle part of this week. But right now, it looks like they're pretty clear. We do have rain that is west of Seattle and Portland right now along the coast of Washington and Oregon. This is going to go down through Astoria, down into the area of Newport, Coos Bay, right now in Eugene, Oregon, across Interstate 5 south of Salem. You've definitely got rain coming across the interstate right there. A little bit of rain on the radar map. This is going to be up in central to northern Montana right now. But especially in Montana, we continue with these aerial flood watches, Captain, because we're going to look at snow melt again as a part of this problem where you can have some flooding. And so this is going to stretch across the northern part of Montana right now. We continue with winter storm warnings, though. This is going to be in the area of Helena, down towards Bozeman and Butte, for example. You've got winter weather advisories near Missoula and south of Missoula right now, as a matter of fact, as well. The same idea, aerial flood watch, central and northern Nevada. We continue to see this, as we have for the last several mornings, the warmer temperatures causing more snow melt. This is going to be with you from Winnemucca all the way to the border with Utah, where we continue to see avalanche warnings for Logan, Salt Lake City, and a little bit south down the 15 towards Nephi. So be aware of that. We do have, it looks like we've got a freeze watch as well. This is going to be south of Portland, so you definitely could encounter some freezing rain at that point as we continue through the morning. Freeze warning also in Northern California. This is going to be just north of Ukiah, and we have a wind advisory out in the high desert of Southern California. So if you're traveling up Interstate 15, Victorville, Baker, on your way to Vegas, be careful with those high-profile vehicles. And back to you, Captain. More next hour.
All righty. North Dakota, we got rain all the way across North Dakota tonight from one end of the state to the other and from north to south, Canadian line, all the way down to South Dakota. In South Dakota, dry skies at the moment. Going on down, reaching down further, down into Nebraska, it looks like as if we've got dry area in there where we could have a fire watch. Looks like that's what's just dropped in there. Kansas, same thing, northern part of Kansas coming across I-70. Most of I-70 tonight are going to be in some very dry areas, so be careful. Going up back into Minnesota, the Twin Cities north to the Canadian line all the way over to Duluth, you're going to have some rain. The northern part of Wisconsin, you'll have rain through there. The upper peninsula of Michigan, rain up through there. Unsettled weather conditions down below in southern Michigan. Looks like you're going to get some rain there later in the day. And probably the rest of Wisconsin will be getting rain, as well as the Chicago area, and pretty much following I-80, I-90 across Indiana into Ohio. So that's what that looks like at the moment. Now, we have some unsettled weather conditions for Pennsylvania. Looks like you could be getting some rain there. You definitely have wind along the coastline right now from Cape Cod out down around to New York City. So be advised you're going to get some rain there to wake you up and keep you going today. And we do have some fog conditions along the border in several different places on down to Newport News and Chesapeake Bay. We do have some wind to speak of, 15 to 20 miles an hour, some gusts up to 25, maybe 30, starting around Savannah, all the way down the east side of Florida, down around the Keys, down around the Gulf side, all the way back around to New Orleans is where that goes today. And that's what we're looking at in terms of the wind to go along with some of the rain that could be in the mix. And we've got about a 60% chance of rain coming from my area tonight, which would be a welcome change, Kyle, because we haven't seen rain in a while.
Well, that's exactly right. Yes, hopefully so.
Now, that being said, Pilot and Flying J, why do we want to go there?
Well, Captain, we want to go to Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers because, number one, they want to be your oasis out there on the highways and byways on your travels and through trucking around the country carrying a load. You definitely want to pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, get something good to eat, get your supplies, and, of course, get fueled up. Go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find the nearest travel center near you, and be sure to sign up for the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app available at PilotFlyingJ.com. It's all one word, PilotFlyingJ.com. And you can start doing things like earning great offers. You can earn points. And by the way, you can even earn points now when you reserve parking. You can earn bonus points when you use the My Rewards Plus app to reserve your parking before you even get to the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. Check it all out at PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com.
I think one of these nights I'll give Pilot and Flying J a call and reserve my parking place.
There you do. There you go. You can do it right through the app. That's the cool thing.
Yeah, we'll see if I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. But also, Captain, you know, all the other amenities that they have for our trucker friends and pro drivers out there, you know, showers, laundry, all these kinds of great things. And you also like to talk about, you know, there's a lot of other amenities that are coming online or nearby where they have truck service centers and things like that. They're really expanding and they're really investing because they listen to truckers and they know exactly what you need.
Everybody likes to have a clean truck.
I can imagine. Absolutely.
And in order to do that, you got to have a truck wash to clean it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And that's why when you pull in, and by the way, we haven't even really talked about the food. The food is going to be to die for. You definitely want to check it out because they're going to have something great. Something's going to satisfy you after a hard day, long day out there driving across country.
The roasted chicken and the potatoes, the chicken strips they've got, the tenderloins and or those chicken breasts or chicken wings, or even the drumsticks, they got a few of those that they've got along with the roasted potatoes. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you definitely want to check it out. PilotFlyingJ.com. They're waiting for you, and they are going to be happy to see you.
And when I go over to Seminole on the 6th of May, I'll be stopping by early in the morning to grab a little something at the Pilot's on Flying J halfway across the state there over to where I'm going. So there you go.
Very cool.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning. We got plenty more in store for you, so don't go anywhere. Get ready to take an hour number two, and Ashley Moody, our Florida State Attorney General, will be coming back in about 15 minutes.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.